Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are on location at the Lincoln Center Public Library Performing Arts Division, which is located at 111 Amsterdam Avenue in New York, New York. Today, we are here to preview a gallery that they have showcasing an American Idol by the name of Mr. Frank Sinatra. And if you're listening closely, you hear music in the background. So they have an exhibit here with life-size images of him. And this is a quote by Bing Crosby that says, "Frank Sinatra is a singer who comes along once in a lifetime. But why did he have to come in mine?" That's just one idea that they have here. But it goes on to give more and more information about Frank Sinatra being one of the greatest vocalists of the 21st century. And it says, he was simply known as The Voice. So that brings me on to tell you more information. Like, it seems as though The Voice program that they have here, you know, showcasing new artists, could be, you know, something conjoining, you know, the Mr. Sinatra. So he's known for many records and movies, winning a Grammy Award and Oscars. He's been around. He's classic cinema. They have Technicolor these days. So if you're interested in studying, you know, some of the songs that he's done is I Did It My Way from his hit song, My Way. Such words never rang more true. This particular, I'm citing from the exhibit here at the program at the library. So My Way is also a song that Usher did, and he sang one of Sinatra's songs. So he's a great inspiration for R&B music, even though he has a foundation, you know, in earlier music history. And so I'm going to walk all around and look and see what they have here. And they have billboards, backdrops, a lifetime achievement information here. They have gold and silver records presented to Frank Sinatra of 100,000 copies. Capitol Records were the label involved. They have album, compact disc, and cassette in the wee small hours. We have a large audience here. It's a large crowd. It's not my audience. I didn't ask anyone to participate in the show, and I'm not really trying to be interactive. So excuse me if, you know, I feel a little nervous and stuff. So we're sitting here, we're looking at five gold records, and they seem like these are silver, but I think they're platinum because of the numbers. And you'll have to go over to a white key and see the encyclopedia and find out what's platinum, what's gold, and what's silver, and they may even have a bronze. So we see here that the gold is 500,000 and the million looks like platinum. So you'll have to research that yourself, and I'll do some further research, and we'll find out how many numbers you have to sell in order to get a gold, platinum, or silver record. So Mr. Sinatra himself has two platinums, it seems, and three golds. So we're going to move on a little bit through the showcase here. And they have, you know, saloon-style video. You know, it's interactive. They have video. They have posters. They have paraphernalia from the era. You know, there's some musical equipment, violins, pictures of, you know, other artists. Even he works with children. Frank Sinatra and his daughter, Nancy Sinatra. That's who this is. And this is a 1940s picture. It's in black and white. I'm not, it looks authentic enough to call it an original. And, you know, even if it's a reprint, it's like wonderfully done. And they have a whole showcase of his items here, or, you know, items that were donated to the particular exhibit. It is an awesome exhibit. It's packed thick. It's not thin at all. And if you have a chance to visit the library system, you know, it's a big applause from our show, Ethereal Parenting, here on Blog Talk Radio. Do so, because they have several other branches. You know, if you watch our blog at Facebook, you see that we go to Midtown a lot, and Midtown is responsible for a lot of authors, and we might do a review on that this week, but I'm not sure if we're going to do that because there are so many current events and activities that are to date that we don't have to go back and actually review what we've done. But if we wanted to do a Midtown show, we definitely have enough authors and book writers that we've seen since we've been here to do a show in entirety on Arthur's itself. So we're also looking at some other stuff that we have here, and it's I've Got a Crush on You. It's an album by Columbia, and it's also out by Frank Sinatra. So the whole exhibit is dedicated to Mr. Sinatra himself. They have audio where you can go and get a chance to listen to some of these songs. So if you like Usher and you like My Way, then you can go and listen to Frank Sinatra's, maybe even on YouTube, and find out how, you know, he sang the song first, and how, you know, it was reproduced and how it was a remake in R&B. So that would be very interesting to do. So some people want to do that. So we have information here about the first teen idol. So obviously The Voice, the teen idol, you know, American Idol, all of this is connected to the star of the day, Mr. Frank Sinatra. So they have some more information here of Frank Sinatra, Songs of Romance. So he has an album not only about, you know, My Way, but he has another album here, and it has Precious Little Things called Love, Boulevard of Broken Dreams, Can't, We Talk It Over, I'll Sing You a Thousand Love Songs, It Had to Be You, Moonlight Bay, Please Don't Talk About Me, Shadow Waltz, Summer Night, Tell Me When Your Lover Has Gone, You Go to My Head. And these are some of the earlier songs of the earlier days. They have it cited as 1940, and he's there. And, you know, that's another album. You can find more information probably at Facebook or Googling and find out if, you know, you are become a fan of Frank Sinatra. And there's a lot of impersonators, imposters, lookalikes, and people who probably like to go out and do renditions of these songs. So you can make, you know, your learning a process that actually, you know, takes you into another genre of music. So they have an ID here, which is a membership card of Frank Sinatra. And it's from the fan club, and it has like a photo on it, and it's the Swooners Crooners, and I love crooners because sometimes I call some of these American artists the crooners. So, you know, they're R&B vocalists, and they're modern day, but they, you know, sometimes we get to call them crooners. So there are several earlier day film exhibits, and you can sit here with headphones and look at a flat screen and watch, you know, different movies. So they have Anchors Away, It Happened in Brooklyn, The Miracles of the Bell, On the Town, and The House I Live In. And so there's many famous actresses and actors citing Gene Kelly and Leonard Bernstein. And, you know, it depicts a lot, you know, here. And Happy Songs, Happy Days, you know, It Happened in Brooklyn. And so then there's also a lot of posters. Or I don't know if they're remakes or if they're the authentic. They look authentic. And it's the Sinatra Show, where he had Michelle Morgan, Jack Haley, Frank, and himself, Frank Sinatra, and it was called Higher and Higher, with Leon Arroyo, Macy McGuire, Paul and Gracie Hartman, and Barbara Hale, Dooley Wilson, and the production was by Tim Whelan. And so, you know, even a black man there, if you like to find out about some of the black, you know, early stars. So we're coming to a close. We have just a few more moments. I'm walking through the gallery. There's a black tie suit here with the hat that he wore. And, you know, we all like to see the fedora. And, you know, it's connected to not only to Frank Sinatra, who is an American icon, but it's also connected to some parts of the South. He's here with three Grammys in the award showcase. And this is from 1958. And so, in a nutshell, he was an awesome, you know, star, film, and music. And he has all types of awards to, you know, commemorate that. And if you went on to Capitol Records, if they keep archives of their early stars, you'll find so much more information on here. Even if when we have to leave, I'm going to spend time here today. And he has a showcase. And you know who? My favorite, Ella Fitzgerald. And so she's there with Frank Sinatra. I love that clip. When we were flying, one of my son and I, Markel, you know, was a co-creator of the show. When we did one of our first flights, we were listening to Ella Fitzgerald and the Rat Pack. So we did enjoy, having their music. It was soothing and relaxing, and it was classy enough, you know, for a beautiful flight. So we did enjoy that. And they have caricatures here, you know, of the Rat Pack. and they have golf clubs and everything like that. They have some original artworks here, Frank Sinatra painters, and then people who, you know, did commemorate much of that. It seems like he has a portion of his closet here, and he wore, you know, had some belt buckles there, you know, as we also like to collect if you looked in our stereo jewels. And we also, he has ties, you know, and we try to keep our kids together and, you know, help them select that, but they also can have a portion of that selection process on their own. Everything that we're, they're a passion, Kel's Fashion, our fashion page. So a lot of things like, you know, in the greats, you know, help cultivate a decent and upright life. And, you know, they have some alcohol here, but of course you have to be 21 to drink. They don't encourage it, but, you know, some people did it with class and didn't, you know, make a barroom brawl, you know, all the time and just actually did enjoy, you know, it as a pastime. So, you know, that's a wrap. It's a beautiful room. Orange is the happiest color, and that is a Frank Sinatra's quote. So, we hope that you enjoy, you know, our, you know, review or, you know, information session about, you know, this exhibit. Hopefully you can go online and learn more. They may have online information, and it's New York Public Library. It's Lincoln Center, and it's the Performing Arts Division. So that's our time for the day, and I hope you'll get a chance to see. If not, there's so much online. If not, you can always look up Frank Sinatra. And if not, you know, you'll have your chance to you know, cultivate an interest in this particular genre or this particular artist when you think is most appropriate. Until next time.